Welcome to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. This is Jimmy Lakey, and I'm delighted that you are joining us for this half hour. You can reach Call to Freedom at Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or by going to the website at www.freedomstreet.org. If you want to leave a message or order a word-powered daily reading Bible guide or a Freedom Street Express newsletter, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-917-7256 and leave your name and address, including your zip code. If you want to talk to Barbara right now, she is expecting your call. You may call that same toll-free number, 1-866-917-7256, to speak to her. And now, let's join Barbara in the studio.
And on this first day of autumn, welcome to Call to Freedom. God is able to make all grace abound to you, so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. You will be absolutely excited about everything that God has planned for you today. I hope that you are, and I hope that you're living that life that God wants you to live. Oh, above all the stuff on this earth, that you are setting your mind on things above and on, not on things on this earth. You are blessed to dispense, for in him you live and move and have your being. And I'm excited because Kimberly is on the line, and she is going to talk to us for a half an hour. It should be an hour show, Kimberly. Welcome.
I know. Thank you. Oh, praise the Lord. He's doing so many marvelous things that I know we could probably fill a couple of hours if we wanted to.
Yeah. But yeah. And with the song today, probably you might want to continue this tomorrow. I'm just throwing that in.
Okay. Well, we'll see. We'll see how far this goes.
Okay.
But I wanted to start out with remembering that a couple years ago I was building a rock garden, and some of you may remember me telling you about all these rocks I was pulling in, big rocks. And on, I don't know what day of building the rock garden it was, I picked up a fairly large rock, and I had been lifting larger ones, but that day, for whatever reason, was the day that I felt a snap in my back. And I have had an old injury that comes back to haunt me. I'm just going to put it that way. It comes back to haunt me every now and then. And the reason why I'm putting it that way, you'll understand later. I'm saying it that way because I realized that when that happened 2 years ago, I felt it, and I knew immediately, oh, this takes months to repair and to become strong again. That's how it's been in the past for me.
You're thinking,
my thinking, in my logic. That's what I thought. But,
yes.
But I asked the Lord, okay, God, we've been here before. What do you want to do? What do you want me to do? And what do you want to do? And he very clearly said to me, I want you healed so you can be a vessel that will bring healing to others.
Praise the Lord.
It was such a clear message. It was something that bubbled up on the inside of me. And if you ever have those things happen and you wonder if it's your imagination, that's okay. You can wonder about it. God will bring confirmation. Mm-hmm. And later in hindsight, you will know that you know that you know God spoke to you.
That's right. So, I do want to interject here. Your rock garden is beautiful. And those rocks, Kimberly, are not little rocks. Those are big rocks. And you should have
really
done
big.
That. That's right. But now
should have done that. I'm so glad I did.
Well, you maybe should have used some more machines or somebody else to help you. But now, the last time I saw it, you have plants growing over the rocks, over the different layers of rocks.
Yeah.
And it is absolutely beautiful. It's
Thank
just beautiful,
you.
Kimberly. Yeah.
Thank you. Well, the Lord did a miracle for me 2 years ago because I had my complete healing within 3 days. And each day it was just getting a little better and a little better until the third day I was with a couple friends. We were worshiping. It was about midnight. We just were spending time before the Father. And I leaned over. And when I leaned over, I realized, I'm totally strong. There's no pain.
Mm.
So it was complete within 3 days. Well, yesterday I just went to get gas. You know how we do that all every, that's just a normal, that's not It's not lifting rocks. You just go to the gas station and get out your car door. The second I stepped out, I felt my back do that little thing. And I went, what? What is this?
Was it kind of like a spasm again?
It's not a spasm. It feels like a snap.
Okay.
Feels like a snap. Mm-hmm. And I think what's happened, if we're going to talk about it in the medical realm or the physical realm, our discs between our vertebrae have fluid in them. And I think there's one disc down there that has a tendency to leak out. I know from my history and my experience with God that all things that happen to me physically have a spiritual root.
Yes.
Or
yes.
an emotional trigger that is getting me caught up or hung up in the spirit realm. Let me put it that way. So when I asked the Lord about it yesterday, I went, what is this? I didn't really follow it through yesterday. I was just being real tender, moving slowly, just not wanting it to leak out any more fluid. I didn't sleep really well because every time I moved, I could feel that. Mm-hmm. And it would wake me because it was painful. Mm-hmm. And so it wasn't until this morning that I finally just dug in. I said, okay, Lord, we've been here before. What is this? What do you want me to do? And he reminded me of 2 years ago that I want you healed so that you can be a vessel that will bring healing to others. And I just went, okay, we've done this before. And I said, now, how is this different this time? What are we doing? and he said to me, I want to collapse the time. It doesn't have to take 3 days.
That's right.
And I just stood right up and I said, okay. And I put my hands up in the air and I just started dancing. I danced down my hallway and I danced into my living room and I danced around in the living room. And it was beautiful and precious. And I tell you, as I was dancing, I would get an image of me bending over a certain way. And so I did. I just followed that. Mm. And in that bent over position, the first time, I heard this little whisper of, oh, you're going to do more damage to your body.
Oh, boy, don't we hear that? Oh, we do. Oh, we hear those voices. Yes.
Yeah, but I made a decision. It was a decision of my mind not to listen to the enemy, but to only listen to my God. And so I just kept dancing. I tell you what, all day long, it's just been getting stronger and stronger.
Oh,
and
praise God.
I am so grateful for how the Lord has made us. And I just wanted to tell the listeners today, I want you to know that we are a spirit being that's just living temporarily in a physical body.
We are
made in God's image, but this physical body is temporary. So be kind to it. It's your friend. Be kind to your physical body.
Mm-hmm.
1 Thessalonians 5:23-24 says, now may the God of peace and harmony set you apart, making you completely holy. Mm. And may your entire being, your spirit, soul, and body be kept completely flawless in the appearing of our Lord Jesus, the anointed one. The one who calls you by name is trustworthy and will thoroughly complete his work in you.
That's right. Oh,
I like
so
the,
good.
It is. I like the message that says, may God himself, the God who makes everything holy and whole, make you holy and whole. W-H-O-L-E. Whole. Put you together, spirit, soul, and body, and keep you fit for the coming of our Master, Jesus Christ.
God. Oh, praise the Lord.
Yes, the one who called you is completely dependable. If he said it, he will do it. Oh, that's good.
So good.
I was meditating on that and just, okay, I'm not feeling whole when my back does this. I'm not feeling fit when my back does this, but I don't make my decisions based on my feelings. If I had to feel it first, then I won't be using faith.
That's right.
That's the difference.
Yes.
The enemy likes to keep us confused about these parts of our humanity, the spirit, the soul, and the body. But our God is not a God of confusion, and He is bringing more and more clarity to His people right now. I mean, what's happened in the past 2 years is bringing clarity to His people, not confusion. So as Jesus is drawing closer, we can really let God give us revelation. He makes everything holy and whole and keeps us fit. He makes us flawless for the coming of our Lord Jesus.
Yes.
So I wanted to kind of break down those two principal parts of the human, the spirit and the body. Mm-hmm. And if you don't believe that we humans are eternal spirit beings that live in a temporary physical body, and then you could probably just turn the channel that's what we're talking about. You've got to believe that we are those two parts. We are spirit and body. And then there's something in between. It's our mind. It's our soul. It's our control panel that's in between the two. And our mind houses our beliefs and our emotions and our will.
That's right.
So God breathed His spirit into humanity. And I've even heard New Age followers who talk about the energy of the spirit. They don't include God's name in their teachings, but they teach that our breath is a spirit energy.
Yes.
And tapping into that energy of our breath is part of their meditation techniques. It grounds and it rids us of worry and anxiety. It brings a calm and a peace. And that's not the point of our teaching here today, but it's crucial that we understand this belief of a human being having a spirit and a body is not just a Christian belief.
That's right. Yes.
There are many in this world who are convinced that there are two different realms, the spirit or transcendent realm and the visible physical realm. Mm-hmm. And I have been intrigued. I think the past couple of times I've talked about Plato, the Greek philosopher from 400 BC. He taught about those two realms. I'm intrigued by that mostly because these two worlds are so obvious that even those who are not associated with our God can see it and attest to it.
That's right.
So that's, I just love that. Mm-hmm. I think it's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
But it is only those who choose to close their eyes to it that can't see it. So we want to choose to keep our eyes open. In the Bible, Ecclesiastes 12:7 affirms this difference between the spirit and the body. It says, "The dust will return to the earth as it was, and the spirit will return to God who gave it."
Yes.
Again, I really like the message. The life, lovely while it lasts, is soon over. Life as we know it, precious and beautiful, ends. The body is put back in the same ground it came from, and the spirit returns to God who first breathed it.
Oh, that's so good. Yes.
Yes.
It reminds me of 2 Corinthians 5, that our bodies are just tents, and pretty soon we'll fold them away. They will be replaced by resurrection bodies that God made.
Yes.
So good. Yes.
Yes, that is good. And James 2:26 tells us, "For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also." So again, we're talking about a body and a spirit. Genesis 2:7 is where it talks about the Lord forming man of dust from the ground, and He breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and the man became a living person with that breath. Mm-hmm. So the body itself is not alive without the breath or the spirit inside of us.
Yes.
We have plenty of confirmation that our spirit is what gives us life. I think you were reading to me some footnotes that the body is made from the dust of the earth. And in Hebrew, the word man is the word Adam, mm-hmm. A-D-A-M, spells Adam.
Like Adam. Mm-hmm.
Man. And the word soil is Adama. And A-D-A-M with the A at the end means soil. So Adam and soil, it's the same root.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that interesting?
It's a
good, wow.
Mm-hmm.
So
good reminder that we, our bodies are made of the contents of this world, in this physical world.
I think it also says in those footnotes that the dust of earth and the breath of deity mingled as one so that Adam could interact in both realms, physical and spiritual. He's a special creation, Kimberly. We did not come from monkeys. It's a special creation from God. He breathed in his own breath into man. Oh, it's so beautiful.
Yes. Oh, thank you for that reminder. Yes. And that goes for all of us. We are descendants of Adam. And so we each have that opportunity. We may have been made of the dust of the earth, but with the breath of God, the breath of deity in us, we mingle that power with this body. Oh, it's good. But we get to the mind. The mind is the battleground between our body and our spirit. So this morning, when I asked what was happening in my back, God revealed to me that it was emotional.
Mm-hmm.
There's something stuck in my mind, in my thinking, and it's clobbering my belief system. Mm-hmm. It's clobbering my faith that connects me to the eternal realm.
Could it be, just for instance, in our own situation, could it be that because we saw a wonderful, loving, gifted man suffer with much sufferings in his body, in his physical body, that we came and then he went to heaven to be with God, we could conclude that, well, we need to suffer in our bodies, just like John did, just like Poppy did, Poppy John did. And that can go into our brain and, like you said, stagnate or get in there. And it does a lot of damage. If we don't get rid of
glitch.
That.
It has a glitch happening there. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of us human beings will come to the conclusion, because we don't have answers for the brokenness of this world and death, we'll come to those conclusions that, oh, well, I guess not all of us are going to be healed.
Yeah.
And this morning, the Holy Spirit challenged me. I love it when he does that. He just challenged me by saying, hey, your mind gets to choose. You get to choose if you're only going to think on the physical and make temporary decisions that only serve a temporary, finite world, or make eternal decisions that are infinite and stand for all time. Hmm. So when the Lord told me that he wants me healed and he wants to collapse the time, I responded. Okay, now I didn't take the responsibility on myself for my healing. That's his work. But I responded in praise, in dance. I started dancing and thanking him. And the decision I made this morning to dance was an eternal decision.
Yes. Yes.
That was not a temporary decision. That was eternal. And I even heard the enemy trying to scare me with what I was hearing as, oh, you're going to do more damage to your body. Mm-hmm. But I started laughing out loud and I said, I would rather live broken in believing than healed in disbelief. Oh, so enemy, you just do your worst, because I'm going to keep dancing.
That's good. Oh, we've got to keep our minds. Those minds, they track in such different directions. We've got to keep our minds on things above. On that spiritual realm that God has for us for all eternity.
Praise God. Changed and be transformed by the renewing of our minds, like Romans 12:2 tells us. And when we taste and see the Lord is good, don't just take a little taste. I mean, start feasting on the Lord. And that's what will cause our minds to be renewed and then give deposits into the spirit realm, so that we are filled with the power of the Holy Spirit and we're making better decisions. As I was meditating on this, I remembered an old song that I really loved when I was younger by the Imperials. It's called Old Man's Rubble, and I would love to listen to that right now.
In an old man's rubble, are you listening to the Father of Lies? Are you walking with the net?
unnecessary burdens? Are you trying to take them upon yourself? If you are, then you're living in bondage, and you know that's bad for your spiritual health. Are you trying to live by your emotions? Are you putting your faith in what you feel and see? Then you're living just to satisfy your passions, and you better be careful, cause you're being deceived. Are you living in an old man's trouble? Are you listening to the father of lies? If you are, then you're headed for trouble. If you listen too long, you'll eventually die. Are you living in an old man's trouble? Are you listening to the father of lies? If you are, then you're headed for trouble. If you listen too long, you'll eventually die. Are you puzzled by the way that you're behaving? Do you wonder why you do the things you do? Are you troubled by your lack of resistance? Do you feel that something's got a hold on you? Well, deep within you there's a spiritual battle. There's a voice of the darkness and a voice of the light. And just by listening you made a decision, cause the voice you hear is gonna win the fight. Are you living in an old man's trouble? Are you listening to the father of lies? If you are, then you're headed for trouble. If you listen too long, you'll eventually die. If you're living as a new creation, if you're listening to the father of light, then you're living in a mighty fortress, and you're gonna be clothed in power and might.
Oh, I love it. Oh, that's such a fun song.
It is. I am so glad you chose that song. It's been 35 years, probably, since I've heard that song, and we need to play some of those songs again and again, Kimberly.
Oh, yes.
So good.
Yes.
Are you listening to the Father of Lies? And what is so wonderful about God's realm, spiritual realm, is we can change our minds. We can say,
yes,
okay, I've had it. I've had enough. I'm going to change. I'm not going to listen ever again to that Satan, ever again. And I'm sure,
that's
Kimberly,
right,
since this transaction in the last couple of days, you're not going to listen to those thoughts that come swirling into your mind. You're going to say, no, no, I'm not going
right,
to listen
right.
to you anymore.
Yes, and so when I did say out loud, I said, I would rather live broken in believing than healed in disbelief. I hope you're all hearing the surrender in that. I was saying, I am all in with my Father. If he wants to break me, he can break me, but I'm not going to be broken because I'm not believing him.
Yes.
I'm going to believe. I choose to believe. So there's a surrender that we offer him everything, saying, I trust you. I trust you. That's what Jesus did. He offered his life and said, I trust you. He even said, oh, if this cup can be taken from me, please take it. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done.
That's right.
And having that attitude of surrender and trusting with full faith that God will work it out for good, that is where we want to find ourselves. There's so many fascinating things in this world, fascinating sciences and number charts and medicines. And I call it fascinating because it grabs on to our mind and it keeps us fastened to the things
of
this world.
Good. Yes, fastened.
And so We get dazzled by these fascinating medicines and sciences, and it really is all right if our Lord wants to lead us to any of those things as a supplement and a help for our physical body. But they cannot become our idols. They cannot have first place in our lives. So anytime we are leaning on what makes sense to us, we need to be careful, because what makes sense is not always of the spirit realm. What makes sense is part of the physical realm. Yes. And we must be changed and transformed by the renewing of our minds.
Oh, that's so good. Even Monday on the air, I had to quote Plato's phrase that you gave last week, that if we will access the transcendent realm, that's the feast, it will make us invulnerable to the pain and sorrow of this visible realm. That pain and sorrow is not going to have the effect that it has on a person that doesn't have the faith, that doesn't believe. And we can, you know, Kimberly, we can live life with a few pains, a few little, you know, hurts and a little bit of sorrow, because we know we're so blessed. We have a hope. We're looking forward to a greater hope. God puts a little heaven in our hearts so that we never settle for less here.
Amen.
It's wonderful.
Amen.
Yes.
I just want to leave you with this thought. I leave all the listeners here with this thought, that the heel of our foot, the bottom of our foot, it's a physical part of us. And in Genesis 3, God tells Eve that he wants us to be walking out his command so completely by feasting on his truth, that the lowest part of our physical body, our heel, the heel of our foot, will be empowered to crush the enemy's head. That's the highest part of our enemy.
Oh.
So I just bless you today to be able to go out and do this. Go do it. Take the heel of your foot. Let it be infused with the power of God and crush your enemy today.
Oh, thank you, Kimberly. Oh, and to all of you out there, take joy.
Thank you for listening to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. You may get in touch with Barbara at Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237. Or you may leave your message at 1-866-917-7256. Call to Freedom is a listener-supported radio ministry. Barbara and her power partners invite you to come on board with us and become a network of hands holding up Call to Freedom Ministry. Power partners support Call to Freedom with prayer and monthly financial support. You will be blessed supernaturally. We invite you to visit Call to Freedom's website, www.freedomstreet.org, where you can hear Barbara's daily radio broadcast 24 hours a day or order materials. You may share your praise reports and heart cries by mailing them to Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or you may email us at BarbaraCarmack@freedomstreet.org. Until next time, remember, Jesus loves you, Barbara loves you, and take joy.